This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Judith Jacobs with T. Xiao Yik. As always, in this hour, we will present two stories for you. And in our first story, last Saturday, the Federal Territories Minister, Tan Sri Anwar Musa, announced that the Taman Tun Dr. Ismail Longhouse redevelopment project will continue to be pursued. So this statement really dismayed the Taman Tun Dr. Ismail Residents Association, as the lawsuit for the proposed project is still being heard by the Court of Appeal. So we find out what's happening in this ongoing battle to protect the Taman Rimba Kiara Green Lung.
And after that, you know, we are living in the midst of the pandemic right now, COVID-19, of course, but something else seems to go viral with great ease as well, and that is fake news about the disease and its repercussions. So we'll be looking at a youth-led initiative called hashtag #AmbilTahu to learn more about the importance of media literacy during these turbulent times. And so we'd like to find out how fake news affects you. We're asking you on Twitter, what do you do when you receive messages related to COVID-19 on your social media platforms? Do you forward and share immediately, or do you first check that it's accurate? Or, you know, if there's anything else that you do, please let us know in the comments. You can take that poll at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp your thoughts over to us at 018-789-8899.
All right, so that's coming up after the break. But for now, our first story. So as we mentioned last Saturday, Federal Territories Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa, he made a visit to the Bukit Kiara Longhouses and announced that the long-disputed Taman Tun Dr. Ismail Longhouse redevelopment project will continue to be pursued. According to him, though, of course, without affecting the green area of Taman Rimba Kiara, which is, you know, part of this whole dispute. After presenting aid to the TTDI Longhouse residents on Saturday, the FA minister was quoted as saying that he wanted to make sure that every family got a free home as soon as possible and not have to wait another 15 years for their homes.
So according to a report in the Malay Mail, Tan Sri Anwar said it was assured that the green area in Taman Rimba Kiara will not be disturbed during the construction project. He said, and I quote, "Developers will also build additional green areas on their private land. We will not allow developers to build any roads or cut down trees on the land gazetted for Taman Rimba Kiara."
Yes, and he added that the Hindu temple there will also be maintained with some modifications made. He said the project would prioritise the construction of new homes for Longhouse residents before building another block for commercial use. So this, you know, announcement really came as a surprise to the Taman Tun Residents Association because the lawsuit for the proposed project is still being heard by the Court of Appeal.
So for some context, it was back in June 2016 when Dewan Bandaraya Kuala Lumpur issued a notice of a proposed development on a portion of land situated within Taman Rimba Kiara. The plan was to build 8 blocks of between 42 and 54-storey high-end serviced apartments, while another 29-storey block comprising 350 units of affordable housing would be allocated to the TTDI Longhouse residents. The development included the construction of a 6-lane highway and a flyover to accommodate the massive growth in population density from 74 to 979 people per acre.
Yes, and back then also DBKL kept highlighting, you know, the fact that they intended to develop Taman Rimba Kiara Park into a luxury condo so that the profits from that condo could then be used to relocate the Longhouse residents who have lived there for generations. But, you know, Taman Rimba Kiara is, of course, one of the very few remaining planned public parks of its size in Kuala Lumpur, and it serves as a treasured green lung and open space for thousands of Klang Valley residents. So the residents from Taman Tun specifically took the matter to court to stop the development because, among other things, conflicts of interest and corruption that they uncovered during their investigations.
And so how do the Longhouse residents come into this? They are families of the plantation workers who used to work on the estates that covered Bukit Kiara many years ago. And when Bukit Kiara was acquired by the government, these plantation workers were resettled to the existing Longhouses. They were promised future permanent housing, but these long-standing promises have not been fulfilled for decades. And the TTDI Residents Association and the TTDI community at large have consistently reiterated their support for a permanent sustainable housing solution for the Longhouse residents on the existing footprint of the Longhouses. And they believe that such a solution can be delivered in a very modest and measured way without permanently degrading Taman Rimba Kiara.
Yes, so just to remind you, the proposed development originally claimed to build one block of 350 units for the Longhouse residents and in return create a rather monstrous, shall we say, eight blocks of 42 to 54 stories with over 1,800 units, as we said earlier. So when things changed, when Pakatan Harapan took over, took power in 2018, the project developer actually mooted a scaled-down proposal of the mega project. So then FT Minister YB Khalid Samad, he brokered what he termed a win-win deal to allow the project to proceed. So this was at a reduced size of 3.2 hectares. And he also said that if the project was scrapped, DBKL would have to pay more than 150 million ringgit in compensation to the developer. And at the time, he said, you know, that's something that the government could not afford.
But that proposal was rejected by YB Hannah Yosagambut MP as the scaled-down proposal continued to encroach into Taman Rimba's green space. That 150 million ringgit figure quoted by Khalid Samad was also disputed by YB Hannah and the Taman Tun residents. And the matter was supposed to be decided in Parliament. Of course, we all know a lot has changed since then. We now have a new government in power, so the issue remains unsettled. Now, Tan Sri Anwar Musa, in his capacity as FT Minister, has not commented publicly on the issue before this, which is why the TTDI Residents Association was so surprised by his comments on Saturday, which came without any prior consultation with them, and also because there is an ongoing lawsuit in the Court of Appeals.
So where does everything stand now? Lots of plot twists. In this plot. Plot twists.
Worthy of a Shakespearean play.
So to get a better understanding of the matter, I got in touch with Abdul Hafiz Abubakar, the chairman of the Taman Tun Dr. Ismail Residents Association. So I started off by asking him about the current status of the lawsuit for the proposed project at Taman Rimba Kiara.
The last hearing was on a Monday, 10th of February 2020. That was when lawyers for the other side were giving out their statements. And then the court fixed our rebuttal for Friday on the 20th of March. But then since the MCO was imposed on the 18th of March, the hearing was moved to 13 April, which is today. But however, on via letter dated 30th March 2020, the Deputy Registrar of the court advised that case management will be conducted tomorrow. So meaning we won't know when will be the next hearing date.
Yeah? Oh, okay. All right. I think because everything is so uncertain with the MCO, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, then it's no surprise that the TTDIRA, you were actually really surprised by the fact that the minister came out with this statement, you know, and you believe that it's sub judice, do you not?
Yes, we were very surprised that the FT minister made a visit to the Longhouse on Saturday. And from that, we issued out a statement the next day. And I believe it was carried by some of the media. We wrote to the minister more than 3 weeks ago, asking for an appointment to see him. We dated the letter on 18th of March, and we sent it out via email because of the MCO started on the same day. But we have not received any response from him until late afternoon yesterday when I received a text message from the Principal Private Secretary, Dato' Rubia, to schedule a meeting with the FT Minister today. But since it was a short notice and furthermore, we are in the MCO, I politely declined to meet the Minister for the time being, you know, because we don't want to run foul of the MCO, you see.
That's right.
So, but I did send a message to Dato' Rubia that we would like to meet up with the minister once the MCO is lifted. So the FT minister made a visit to the Longhouse on Saturday last week. And we were caught by surprise, to tell the truth. You know, so and we feel that why did the minister make such a visit to the Longhouse at this point of time when the MCO is still in force? and without informing us. In fact, we are a party to the whole development. And he made a statement that's like taking sides of the position of the developer. Mm-hmm. And all this, we question on those statements because the matter is still in court and we find that it is very sub judice to the whole matter. And even previously, the lawyer for Malton and Yayasan wrote to us and threatened us with legal actions if we ever talk about this matter in public. Because to them, it would be sub judice, you know. So, and we were surprised that the minister made this statement in public, and we find it to be sub judice as well.
Yes, because it was given a lot of coverage in the media, was it not?
Yes, it was. It was carried by the media, and we were surprised, and we feel we have to put our position in place. That's why we issue out the statement the day after. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but our statement is more of a general in nature. We didn't talk about the case again. Mm-hmm. The issue of sub judice will come up. You know?
That's right. So, I mean, the reality is that the majority of the residents and, of course, taxpayers in the relevant area, they don't support Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan and Malton Group's proposed development project because it does encroach on a public park among, you know, among other issues, right? So when you do meet up with the FD minister, hopefully soon, what are some of the other areas or topics that you'd like to discuss with him?
You see, our narrative on this issue has always been consistent since day one when we first were against the development, since June 2016. And our narrative has always been to maintain the entire Taman Lima Kiara, the whole 25 acres of Taman Lima Kiara, as an open space public park, number one. Number two, we have always maintained, and we have been always been consistent about this, that the authorities is to build and provide permanent housing to the longhouse settlers that was promised to them more than 35 years ago, you know, to the 100 families currently living there. So they should be building the houses, not the private sector. And all those 100 houses can be built on the current footprint of the longhouse. You don't need to encroach into Taman Lima Kiara. That has always been our narrative.
Yes, because and that is something that you have you know, proposed from the start, you know, and there's not been a lot of feedback regarding that plan to build those homes for the longhouse community within that 4-acre footprint. Am I correct?
Well, when YB Khalid Samad was the acting minister, he did came out with a proposed reduction in the size or scale of the project, but still we cannot accept the scaled down projects because it still encroaches into Taman Lima Kiara. It takes away the entire car park and into part of Taman Lima Kiara. And again, Taman Lima Kiara, according to that plan, was divided into three sections, and almost 2/3 of the of Taman Lima Kiara will be used up by that scale down development because it has to take into consideration the access roads into and out of the proposed development. So that is why we totally was against the new scale down proposal by Khalid Samad.
And now, of course, we need to wait for the lawsuit, of course, to come into play. But are you hopeful that, you know, your meeting with the minister will be a fruitful one?
You see, when the new FT minister came into office, we were not quite sure on how he will be looking at, into this matter. But since he came out with that statement on Saturday, we feel that we have to give him more information from our side of the story on what this is all about. The thing is, what we were disappointed was that when he came to the longhouse, he could have at least informed us that he will be making a visit so that he can be hearing from both sides. He made a statement based on just on information that he get from probably Yayasan and the longhouse resident. But he didn't even consider to hear from our side of the story.
Anything else that you'd like to add that you'd like the public to know about?
Yes, as mentioned just now, the court case is still ongoing. And we are very hopeful that the court will find in our favor, because we have very important and very plausible reasons or arguments in support of our case. We are very, very hopeful that we can win this.
Just to be clear, Encik Hafiz, you know, the Longhouse residents, or at least, you know, I know there are different groups in the Longhouse residents associations, but they have been quite supportive of, you know, building their homes within that 4-acre footprint. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. There is a group in the Longhouse community that supports our... We have an alternative plan that we have submitted to the previous minister, whereby the houses meant for the Longhouse resident can be built on the existing 4-acre footprint of the current Longhouse. And we have been in constant contact with the Longhouse residents, and they have come to appreciate our presence. We have no animosity with each other. In fact, last week we made a donation drive, and we distributed grocery vouchers to each and every 100 families in the Longhouse. You know, during this MCO, some of them would have lost incomes, you know, and we are helping them that way. So we plan to carry out another donation drive in order to, because of the extension of the MCO, we plan to have another donation drive in order to support the Longhouse resident during this hard time.
So that was Abdul Hafiz Abu Bakar, the chairman of the Tamantun Dr. Ismail Residents Association. And as Hafiz said, you know, we don't actually have a final date for that pending lawsuit yet. And we do also hope that when the FT minister meets with the residents, since he has reached out to them finally, he will hear them out and really come out with a truly win-win situation for everyone.
Mm. And we have a message, an anonymous WhatsApp message, who says he or she just cannot trust the authorities' promises, especially about not cutting down trees. They have continued cutting down trees every now and then in small scale that most of us probably don't notice the cutting being done. I mean, it does show a bit of a trust deficit, I think, with the authorities, and some behaviours, I think, aren't improving on that. So if you'd like to keep updated on this ongoing case, as you've mentioned, Juliet, you can head to the Selamatkan Taman Rimba Kiara Facebook page. Sorry, that's Selamatkan Taman Rimba Kiara. Their Facebook page will have the updates that you need. And if you have any thoughts you'd like to share about this issue, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
All right, we're going to take a short break now, but here's Against Me with Stop. You're listening to The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.